And it was rather an unusual morning at the Lebele Northern Water. The employees got there to find the special investigating unit had beat them to it and got to work before them. The SIU actually raided the building. It was in the midst of doing that over alleged corruption in the awarding of the 2 billion rand Giani water supply tender. And the unit stopped the staff there from entering the building. Now, this is a story that goes back a number of years. And it's essentially about a water project that was supposed to have fed about 33 different municipalities or districts in that particular area. And it just never came into being. And so now we see the authorities investigating this and starting to take action over this case. SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyago is with us. Kaiser, good afternoon. Thanks for your time today. What were the reasons for the search and seizure operation?
Yeah, the reason for the search and seizure was based on the fact that we were trying to get information from the Lebele Northern Water Board in relation to the Giani Water Project. Therefore, we had problems in trying to get that information from them, and they were trying to stop us from getting it until we had to go to court and get a court order that forces them to give us that information.
So you're saying that they haven't been, the Lebele Northern Water staff have not been terribly cooperative in terms of your investigation? Yes.
No, they haven't been. They were trying to be obstructive. When we wanted information, they would delay and send us lawyer's letters. And then ultimately we felt that this is the information we need to finalize this investigation, and we had to then go this route.
What's alleged to have gone wrong in the fulfillment of this Giani Water Project tender, Kaiser?
We are still investigating, but among other things is the fact that the amount has ballooned from what it was supposed to be, from almost a 900 million projects to almost so far just over 2 billion being paid on the project.
Wow.
And the contracting also, we have got to look at that. We are looking at the contracting, whether it was done properly, because it looks like something where it was a miss around the contracting on that project.
So
therefore, it was important for us to investigate.
Yeah. Well, that's precisely what I was going to ask you. When you go into that area of Giani, is there any water project to speak of?
The project and the contracting has happened. The money has been spent, but the people still don't have the water.
So in other words, it hasn't been carried out as per the tender.
Yeah, therefore, that is why what we wanted to do, so that we are able to ultimately be in a position to then cancel the contract if it has to be cancelled, and then recover the monies that might have been used inappropriately.
Kaz, are you able to say who's implicated in this?
No, at the moment, we don't want to say who is implicated.
But presumably, it's municipal officials who are handling the money.
Yeah. We are dealing with that. That's why we went to the water board, the Lebele Water Board, because it's not the municipality. It is the water board.
Right.
And the water board was in charge of that project. It has given the contract to other people. Therefore, that is what we are looking at the moment.
Have you been able to seize any hard evidence that's usable in the case?
Yes, we got all the documents that we wanted. We have got boxes and boxes of documents that we found.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now going to go through them to sift and understand what went wrong and what happened and who got what.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Kaiser Khanyago, he's the Special Investigating Unit spokesperson.